G'day, listeners. In this podcast, we talk about not positive thinking, but accurate thinking with a positive bent. We discuss a fantastic podcast that we listen to and how we can use thinking to change our experience. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
What do I...
Come fly with me, let's fly. Oh my.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're alive and feeling positive.
Yes, positive. Don't know lie. I am alive.
But we're not. We're recording.
Yes.
Live. Yes. Okay.
We are recording.
All right. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
I want to talk about positive thinking.
Yes.
I grew up with all of those books around me, The Power of Positive Thinking, Think and Grow Rich, all of the positive thinking books from the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
And I read a lot of them when I was quite young. But then I noticed there was a bit of a pushback to positive thinking over the next couple of decades, and it's starting to come back. But I had a fantastic experience the other day where I was watching another podcast and I saw something I absolutely love and I want to share.
Yeah, so your experience is different to mine. My parents were very much positive thinkers and mm-hmm. pushed positivity.
Yes.
I've not noticed the decline, I suppose, in society.
There was a resistance. Well,
yeah, I haven't noticed that.
You didn't notice it?
No.
I guess...
People have said to me, though, almost like it's a bad thing. Oh, you're so positive, Michelle, with a bit of a slur. But,
So I've heard so many people push back and say things like, you're not into that positive thinking mumbo-jumbo shit. You know, I've had active pushback from people.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, which I find really interesting. But experience I had, right? So I love learning, as you know, and you do too, and we're always listening to experts and other people. And, you know, one of the podcasts I listen to is The Diary of a CEO.
Yes.
Fantastic podcast, shout out.
Stephen Bartlett.
And he was interviewing Dr. Damien Amen. I've got to say it like that. Amen. Amen or A-M-E-N. I don't know how he pronounces it, but I like saying Amen. But Dr. Damien, Daniel, I should, sorry, I should say. So Dr. Daniel Amen was talking about how he was working with an author, Noelle Nelson. She was writing a book called, The Power of Appreciation. And she asked Dr. Daniel to scan her brain while she was feeling positive about her brain.
Yes.
And the way he describes it on the podcast, he said, and when we looked at the scans, her brain was beautiful. And only a brain surgeon could describe a brain as beautiful. But I agree. I think brains are beautiful things. Anyway, he then challenged her and he said, well, look, I need you to come back tomorrow and hate your brain or hate yourself.
Hate yourself, wasn't
it? Hate yourself, yeah. And we'll scan you again. She went, no, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. And he said, well, no. You've got to suffer for science.
Yeah.
So she went back the next day, apparently, and she was hating on her brain and hating on herself, and he scanned her brain and then compared the positive thinking scan and then the negative thinking scan, the hating yourself scan, and what he noticed was that in the second scan, her left temporal lobe, her left frontal lobe, and her cerebellum had all dropped.
Yeah.
So there was a physical change in the structure or the alignment of parts of her brain. And when I heard that, it really, really resonated with me, because he then went on to say, firstly, that the deactivated brain, he called it, explains athletic slumps. And he said that negativity turns off the cerebellum and they become just a little less coordinated.
It
immediately reminded me of what I was talking to you on the last podcast about, an experience where we were in Italy and I was playing like shit.
Yes.
And I couldn't get out of my head and I was feeling negative and I slumped and my performance slumped. And the more I thought about it, the worse I played. My coordination wasn't there. And I don't know, do you ever watch The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he put his hands together And he's like, then put him above his head, and then he pushed him forward and then up. Do you remember?
No.
Anyway, it was an action he did to get himself mentally into the space, right?
Okay.
And I started to do that in the water. I was doing anything I could to get my coordination and get out of my head, and it just didn't work. But now, after listening to that podcast, I think I may have a reason.
Is that why when you're in a funk, in your head, in a bad mood, you stub your toe, you trip?
Maybe your coordination is shit.
Yeah.
You lose your coordination.
Which reaffirms and puts you further in the bad mood, which then you hit your arm or you know, I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Let's start doing a study and let's get our listeners to maybe comment. Have you ever been in a bit of a mental slump? You're feeling negative and then you start to hurt yourself more.
Yeah. Knock into things.
You knock into things. Well, we both broke our toe on the same piece of furniture last year.
It's still there.
Yeah. Aren't we smart?
We just avoid it.
We walk around it now.
We're in control of our limbs.
It. Yeah. But, you know, looking back, were we feeling negative on those days? I don't know.
Well, look, I've got a theory and it could be completely wrong. So if anyone with any scientific knowledge at all hears me and thinks you're an idiot, just ignore
that happens to me all the time.
But so my mum is a kinesiologist.
Yes.
And so energy of the body. And she's done a lot of reading on the effects of water and hydration on the body. And water, I've said before, is my medicine.
Your go-to medicine.
Yeah, so if ever I'm feeling a little low, my eyes, I can't read properly, I can't think, water is, I've either got to see it, drink it, or be in it.
We have some water here right now. Do you need some?
No, I'm good.
You're right for
but
that.
But there maybe also with the, I'm thinking about that study that you were just mentioning about the brain changing as well. Because we've got so much water in us, there was that study, and I don't know the Japanese.
He
wrote words on the glasses of water or on the petri dishes.
Before he froze the water.
Yeah, and it was, and the structures of the water actually changed.
Mm.
Now, if we're thinking negativity and thinking negative thoughts and hating on ourselves, the amount of hydration, water that we have in our body, the structures changing, then, you know, that also potentially changes our structure as well.
Which then leads to poor coordination like we're talking about.
And so sharp, jagged edges rather than
smooth. It's all making sense now, Michelle.
I wish
I'd known this stuff when I was playing sport. I had some successes, but I had some failures as well. And those failures were really, really frustrating because I couldn't understand why I couldn't perform to the peak that I knew that I had previously performed at, or I couldn't get myself. Yeah, it was really strange that I wasn't as consistent as what I'd like to have been. And I look back on when I didn't perform as well, and it was all about negativity.
Yeah. So if you're at work or at home and you're in the negative, what would you suggest?
Okay, so this leads me to another quote that Dr. Daniel Amen said.
Amen.
I'm going to go amen because it just resonates better. I haven't heard him say his own name, so I'm just going to give him my pronunciation of his name. Dr. Daniel Amen. All right, that was stupid. Okay, so he said he doesn't believe in positive thinking, and that immediately sparked my interest. I'm thinking, what? You've just given scientific evidence that positive thinking
works,
helps you. Yeah. And he said, I believe in accurate thinking with a positive bent.
Yep.
And this is brilliant because this is something that we do teach. So, for example, in one of the courses, we teach memory skills. And a lot of people say, oh, I've got a really bad memory for names. And I say, well, the first thing you've got to do if you want to be good at remembering names, because I had a morbid fear of using people's names all throughout my life and went off and studied. And one of the first things you need to do to get better at remembering people's names is to stop saying that you're bad at remembering people's names, because because when you say to somebody, I'm really bad at remembering names, you're programming your subconscious. Next time you go out and meet somebody, you say, oh, hi, Michelle, nice to meet you. Your brain goes, what's Michelle? Michelle's a name. What do we know about names? We're no good at names. Oh, forget about Michelle. And you forgot the name within 3 seconds.
Yes.
So your subconscious mind will purge their name from your brain because we only remember sounds for 3 seconds. Echoic memory is 3 seconds. And so if you've told your brain that you can't remember something, it will make sure that you can't remember something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it obeys the instruction you give it. So I say to people, you can't say that. You can't say that anymore. And then somebody says, well, but you can't just say I'm brilliant at names because I know I'm not. And I said, that's exactly correct.
Yeah.
You can't just suddenly say, use positive thinking. Oh, I'm very good at names. Yes. I'm very good at names.
I'm so fast. I'm an Olympian runner.
Yes, I'm so fast in the pool. Or yeah, I'm a fast runner. You can't say it because you won't believe it.
Mm.
So what Dr. Daniel Amen was saying is that you should have accurate thinking with a positive bent. And so what, and I love that statement. I'm going to use that forever now. It's basically, so I say to people, don't say that you're bad at remembering names. Say, I used to be bad, factually correct. I used to be bad, but now I'm getting better because I'm practicing and I will get better and better every day. So that's positive. I am, because we've got to make it into the present tense. So I am getting better and I'm getting better every day because I'm practicing and using techniques.
Yeah.
And so that's accurate thinking with a positive bent. So this whole positive thinking and the reason... Is that a plane going overhead?
It's a helicopter.
A helicopter. Only you would recognise it with headphones on in our studio up here in Darwin.
Yes.
So what was I saying? So accurate thinking. Yeah, accurate thinking with a positive bent is, I think, the best statement. And why I heard all of that pushback about positive thinking is because people didn't believe what they were trying to convince themselves.
Yeah, similar to affirmations, I suppose, with the positive thinking. that positive affirmations had a bad rap for being woo-woo.
Well, that was the positive thinking stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can understand now what you meant by that, because there were positive affirmations that people, gurus, were coming out and saying. And they were unrealistic for most people.
Mm.
Like, I want to be tall and they're capped at 5'2" and they're 42 years old. They're not going to be taller.
Unless they get a rusher and get their legs broken.
Yes.
And that would be painful.
But, I will meet... My relationship with my dreams is coming to me, but they're a homebody who can't leave, whatever.
Yeah, so, got agoraphobia.
Yeah. So there's unrealistic. So it's not accurate.
Yeah. So that's where I'm sure that all of the resistance that I heard came from the power of positive thinking, but people didn't go deep enough into it to understand what it was all about. So it's
what they could believe.
Yeah. It's not positive thinking. It's accurate thinking with a positive bent. With a future vision of where you want to get to based on the current reality, not all of a sudden, hey, I'm brilliant at this when yesterday you weren't.
And you haven't even picked up a book on it or done any research. So
But to think that negative thinking changes the structure of your brain.
Yeah.
There's another aircraft going overhead.
That's a plane.
What's that one?
Is it? Oh, it's probably a 737, I'd say.
Okay. Oh, that's what you used to. Captain Michelle. So if our negative thoughts change the structure of our brain, how do we get out of it if we've got a pattern of negative thinking?
Well, catching yourself, acknowledging that it's happening. And accept it. That's right. And then actively look at changing the script, but in a believable way.
Mm. Mm.
So present tense, that you are the positive of that fact.
Mm. Yeah. So you've got to know and listen to your programming. You've got to know the way you think. And I don't think a lot of... I'm thinking about thinking. I don't think a lot of people actually take time to think about how they think.
Mm.
They don't listen to their thoughts.
It's self-awareness.
Yeah, well, it's because most people think that they are their thoughts instead of the observers of their thoughts, which is something that's very important to me, that I spend a lot of time observing my thinking and distancing myself from my thinking, because thoughts just come into your mind all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So who was it? Eckhart Tolle said that thoughts are like clouds that just pass by, you know, and you can either bring them in or let them float by. And I've tried to sit there on the couch and just stop thinking.
That's meditation.
It's impossible. It is impossible. And that's the misconception about meditation, that meditation is stopping thinking. It's not. It's about observing your thinking and then just coming back to a central point, whether it be a breath or something else.
Yeah.
And the art and the skill of meditation is very powerful, because you get to observe the thoughts that are coming in and out of your mind. And then if you are smart enough to do this, you then get to decide whether that thought is going to help you or hinder you. And if it's going to help you, take it on board. If it's going to hinder you, let it go.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be true, but regrettably a lot of people look at those thoughts and act on them as though they're true, but that thought wasn't even in their head 20 seconds ago. It's just come in, it's floated in from somewhere, and now all of a sudden they're acting as though that thought was true.
Well, there's another case for, you know, the five people that you surround yourself with have the most amount of influence on your thoughts and your actions. And
so surround yourself with the positive people?
Yeah, or people who are doing what you want to do, what you believe in.
Yeah.
So they're actually doing or
doing the work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I really like this statement that Dr. Daniel made, that he doesn't believe in positive thinking. He believes in accurate thinking with a positive bent.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to really start pushing that throughout all my courses and keynotes, that might then reduce the resistance that I've seen built up over the last couple of decades around positive thinking. It's not positive thinking, it's accurate thinking with a positive bent.
Hmm.
Hmm. Great. I like that one. It was good.
Awesome.
Nice and short.
Yes.
Oh, 15 minutes. Bose, Bollinger, where are you? Lint, come on. We've still got the car wash kid.
Okay.
See you, Michelle.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown.
Lady Captain. Lady.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.